Welcome to the last leg in your journey to authenticity, living authentically. Today we're going to give you a look ahead and some tips on living authentically. Let's get started. This last module in your journey to authenticity will show you how you can set your life priorities around what you truly want and live your life accordingly. You'll learn how to show your true self to the world, and you'll enjoy the results. Our goal is to help you create a compelling future that truly excites you. Have there been times in your life when you felt as if you weren't acting like your true self? Maybe you were unsure of a situation or were lacking the confidence to reveal who you truly are. Whatever your reason, you chose to hide your real self. But this leads to an unhealthy emotional cycle. First, we feel unsure of ourselves, which causes us to act even less authentic in the future. We may even begin to wonder, who am I? Rather than spending time hiding from the world, you'll flourish when you are true to yourself. Now let's get into some specific strategies. Here's how you can commit to increasing your personal authenticity. The first step is to monitor your feelings closely. When you know and understand your own emotions, you'll be less likely to behave in ways that contrast with your feelings. Mindfulness will help you tremendously in your quest to be more authentic. Stay in the moment and consider what is going on within and around you. Strategy 2, give yourself time. If something happens and you're unsure of how to react or respond, it's okay to not react at all. Allow yourself a few moments to consider the situation. If you feel pressure to respond, say something like, I'm not sure how to respond to that. This can be your best line of action until you're more confident in your reaction. The next strategy is to catch yourself being inauthentic. When you realize you've been less than honest in a given situation, it's okay to say, wait a minute, I changed my mind. Or, maybe I'm not as sure about this as I thought. Remind yourself that you have permission to alter your response to anyone at any time. Then, choose a route that's more in line with how you really feel. Strategy 4. Notice what situations prompt you to be disingenuous. Being insincere or untruthful each time you're around your in-laws or your supervisor, for example, will reveal where your insecurities lie. Do some self-reflection to determine why you're behaving this way around that person or in that particular situation. The fifth strategy is to be authentic with others to increase your level of confidence. The ability to be open and honest shows that you like and accept yourself and you're self-assured. Avoid being afraid or too timid to show others who you really are. Self-confidence goes a long way. Strategy 6. Realize that others truly appreciate you when you're authentic in behavior and comments. Think about how you feel when you're with someone who's constantly open with you. It feels comfortable and easy to be with someone you know you can trust. There's no tension or guesswork involved. If you keep this information in mind, you may find it a little easier to be authentic. Strategy 7. Show care and gentleness toward others. You might be thinking, what's the connection between being caring and being authentic? If you go out of your way to be polite and kind to others, it will be a natural response to be authentic with them. Once you realize that you hold their feelings in your hands, you'll know it's necessary to be gentle and honest with others. When you expand a little bit of effort on relating to others, truthfully and carefully, you'll gradually find that you like yourself more. When you offer authenticity to others, it sets a wonderful example for those around you. The more authentic you are, the richer the life you'll live. In the next lesson, you'll discover how to set your life priorities so you can design your life around what you love most. But first, here's what you need to do today. What situations tempt you to be insincere? Reflect on these situations. What can you do in these situations in the future to show your true feelings? That's all for today. See you next time.